Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the power and transformative nature of the Word of God, which brings about real change to believers. The Bible verse for today is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, and for this reason, we too give thanks to God unceasingly that in receiving the Word of God from hearing us, you receive not a human word, but as it truly is, the Word of God, which is now at work in you who believe. That's 1 Thessalonians 2:13.
You know, it's really amazing when you think about just how powerful the Word of God truly is. I mean, Paul was so confident in its impact that he gave thanks to God continuously. He knew that when people heard the Word of God from him, it wasn't just some ordinary message from a human being. No, it was the Word of God in its true form. And you know what's even more incredible? This Word of God doesn't just stay idle or passive. It has this amazing ability to work actively in the lives of those who believe. It's about so much more than just getting information or feeling inspired. No, there's something much more powerful going on here. The Word of God has the power to bring about real change. It has the power to transform lives, to bring healing, and to set people free. We're not just talking about a bunch of empty words or wishful thinking here. No, we're talking about a living, breathing force that is alive and active, doing incredible work for those who believe. Isn't that mind-blowing? Just take a moment to really think about it. The Word of God can actually change the course of someone's life. It has the power to break chains, to heal brokenness, and to restore hope. This isn't just some religious concept or ideology we're talking about here. This is a force to be reckoned with. So when Paul says that he gives thanks to God for the Word of God, it's not just a casual expression of gratitude. It's an acknowledgement of the incredible power and impact that God's Word has. It's an awe-inspiring recognition that this Word is at work in those who believe. Oh, and let's not forget about the role of faith here. Paul knew that it was through faith that this Word could truly work in someone's life. You see, believing in the power of God's Word allows it to take effect. It's that unwavering trust and confidence in the goodness and faithfulness of God that opens the door for His Word to do its mighty work. So let's not underestimate the power of the Word of God. Let's not treat it as just another book or a collection of stories. No, let's approach it with reverence and expectation. Let's allow it to penetrate our hearts and minds, knowing that as we believe, it will work in us. I don't know about you, but that fills me with a sense of hope and excitement. To know that we have access to such a powerful tool, a tool that can bring about transformation and set us free, it's truly something to be grateful for. So as we go about our day, let's remember the power of God's Word. Let's allow it to guide us, to inspire us, and to bring about change in our lives. And as we do, let's give thanks to God for the incredible gift that His Word is. For in receiving this Word, we are receiving so much more than mere human wisdom. We are receiving the Word of God alive and at work in us.
Let's close with a prayer. As we go about our day, may your Word guide us, inspire us, and bring about positive change in our lives. We give thanks to you, O God, for the incredible gift that your Word represents. It is more than mere human wisdom. It is the Word of God alive and at work in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today as we explored the profound impact of God's Word. We hope you found inspiration and encouragement in its transformative power. As we conclude, we invite you to share this podcast with others, spreading the message of hope and faith. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you, guiding your steps and filling your heart with His love. Goodbye, and may God's grace and peace accompany you on your journey.